The Secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Boy, I'm happy to do this one. His name is Tony Madlock. He's the head coach at South Carolina State, former Memphis assistant. He joins us now after being formally introduced at South Carolina State yesterday as their new head coach. He joins us now. Coach Madlock, baby, how does it feel? Because you got your own.
Oh, man, it feels great, man. I appreciate you guys having me on. But, no, it's a great feeling. You know, when you get in this profession, the one thing that, you know, is always has been a goal of mine is to be a head coach, and it's finally happened, so I'm excited about it.
Tell me this. If you go from celebrating an NIT championship on Sunday. Now, you knew – to being formally introduced on Tuesday. Has it been a little bit of a whirlwind, Coach? You already settled in. What's this process been like? It's a quick turnaround.
It is, and it has been a whirlwind from, you know, I think it started coming out Thursday afternoon late, and it was crazy about it. We were on the bus, and we were headed to the game Thursday, and I could start hearing the guys in the back because, you know, all the guys on social media. So we were on the bus and headed to the game, and I guess it was probably about 5:30 or so. I can start hearing him chirping in the back, but it was a good feeling, man, and you awesome. Know I appreciate everything that, you know, Penny has done for me, all the help he's given me through this process, man. So it's been good.
How did Penny sort of I think every head coach probably wants their assistants to go on and do their own thing, because that's obviously a reflection on Penny when he has a coaching tree. How did he sort of handle the news and take the news that you were moving on, getting your own gig?
Well, it happened because, you know, after I started talking to Stacy Danley, who's the athletic director at South Carolina State, of course, he wanted to reach out to Penny. So he reached out to Penny. They had a good, long conversation, and then, you know, the ball just kept rolling from there. So he was happy for me, man, and like I said, he knew what was going on, you know, a couple weeks in front of everybody else. But so he's been good, man. He's been great.
You know, on a personal level, Tony, you know, you've been in this game for a long time, a long time. You're a veteran, and you had the stint there as the interim at Ole Miss, but this is your sort of your first real lengthy, extensive shot to do your own thing, to have your own program. How did you sort of – because I'm assuming that never stops. Like, you never stop wanting to be a head coach, even though you're grinding here at Memphis. So how did you sort of stay grounded and stay patient for that opportunity to come?
Yeah, because I've had opportunities. I've had opportunities. Like I said, I've been doing this as assistant coach for 24 years. I've had opportunities at different levels. It's just been what was the right time for me. You know, sometimes you start looking at different reasons. Why do you take a head coaching job? Why do you turn a coaching job down? But I just thought now was the time. You know, I'm 51 years old. I've been doing it for 24 years as an assistant. I've done it at every level, from the mid-major to the mid-major plus to the high-major level. So I think it was time for me to get out there and see if I'm able to do it and I'm up for the challenge.
Tell us about the job, Coach. South Carolina State, how much of a job it is. In the MEAC, we know. Tell us everything you knew about the job beforehand and what you've learned since taking it. How much work you got ahead of you?
Yeah, it's a lot of work ahead of me. One thing, I mean, they weren't very good the last couple of years, but the MEAC is a really good conference. You know, Norfolk State, who won it this past year, they actually, you know, they won their the old school play-in game.
Yep.
So they won a game in the NCAA tournament as a MEAC, you know, so that's a big deal. And then, of course, you know, they had to play Gonzaga the next round. But, you know, but it's a good conference, good basketball conference, a lot of good teams in it. It's a league where, you know, looking at their all-league team, everybody on that first team were all seniors and one junior. So it's an older league.
Okay.
So you gotta recruit older kids, and your freshmen that come in got to be good, and they gotta be able to help you immediately. So it's gonna be a lot of work, man. I'm telling you, it's gonna be different from everything I've been in the last couple of years. But like I said before, man, I'm up for the challenge, and you know it's all about now, you know, getting players and getting a good staff.
So all these last few weeks, and I guess you know it goes back even further than that we've been asking you about your son, and TJ's a stud and just helped lead Houston to a state title. Asking you about his recruitment and where he's going to go. We've been looking like a couple of Rudy Poots, huh? Because you knew you were going to have him the whole time.
Well, listen, I'm excited about the opportunity to be able to coach TJ.
It's awesome.
First of all, he's a really good player. He's gotten so much better than I think, you know, John talks about it all the time. Is that, you know, just he's a grinder. He works hard. His basketball is about still another year and a half away because he's kind of a late bloomer. But, I mean, he loves the game. So it's gonna be exciting, man, to get a chance to work with him on a daily basis and see him grow as a player.
Now, Coach, has he committed yet? I mean, there's some recruiting you got to do here. It sounds like you think you got that one in the bag.
The good part about it, you know, it's always in recruiting, man. It's always a decision maker. It's always somebody that you have to get to kind of help get push the kid over the edge. And I have a really good relationship with the main person, and that's his mom. So I think I'll be okay.
Yeah, you've certainly got it in there. There's no doubt. We're talking to Tony Madlock, former University of Memphis assistant coach, now doing his own thing, getting the head coaching job at South Carolina State. How do you, Tony, reflect on the last 3 years at Memphis? You know, you came here. What an unbelievable opportunity. Right, to come back to Memphis at Memphis with your guy Penny Hardaway and sort of be his right hand man, and you cap it off with your best finish in a season, an NIT championship. How do you reflect on you know, you and Penny's time together and your time back at Memphis with him trying to get this thing right?
I always tell, you know, when you know the assistant coaches, you know, we spend so much time together. You know, game planning and just sitting in the office and talking and, you know, we're having dinner, we're messing around or whatever. And I always tell these guys, man, I got a book. And wait till I write this book when I retire, man. Y'all going to have some good laughs on all the stuff that I've seen and I've heard. I said, I got a book. And I tell them, man, this is going to be chapter whatever. But this is going to be a great chapter in that book on, you know, me being able to come back home. You talking about, you know, former player here, born in this city.
Yeah.
Me and Penny always talk about, hey, man, we do it for the city. We do it for our school. To come back, to be, you know, his first hire that he had, to be that first couple months, and it's just me, that first month, and just me and him, you know, grinding and recruiting and talking about everything. And then, you know, 3 years later, man, now we win a NIT championship. So, man, it's a great feeling, and I'm ever grateful for him for that opportunity.
You talk about how much you and Penny talk about the city and how much it means, y'all. You guys ever talk about Coach Finch? And what do you think Coach Finch would say about two of his, you know, floor generals leading their own programs now? If he's in your ear, Tony, giving you some advice about taking over your own, what would he tell you?
He's going to tell me to be me, do the things I need to do, everything that I've learned from all the different coaches I've been under, take the good, you know, and it's good and bad and everything that you've been around. So, you know, try to take the good and take it to a whole nother level and throw away the bad stuff that you've seen or didn't like and don't use that. That's what he would tell me. But, yeah, you're right. Me and Penny talk about Coach Finch, and we talk about Dorsey Sims all the time, you know, because on this staff, I was the little Dorsey. I was the enforcer, the, hey, man, make sure you're doing this, do that. And so it was a running joke, and what was crazy is Coach Sims' son texted me yesterday, you know, congratulating me, and I told him, I said, yeah, man, wow. I was a little Dorsey on this staff, so that was a big respect to his dad.
That's awesome.
Love Coach Sims.
Tony, what would be your message to Memphis fans? As you've been inside that program, you know this team, you know this what it means, right? And as you are heading on to sort of do your own thing and continue your career elsewhere, what would be your message to Memphis fans today?
That the head coach at the University of Memphis cares so much about that program and about his players is that you're not going to have another coach. You can't have another coach that cares so much about that program and just wants to win for this city. I mean, it's unbelievable, man. You have no idea how many times he says that. I want to win for this city. I want to win for this university. And so I want the fans to know that he's all about this team. Nothing else matters to him.
How much? Last thing, Coach. And thank you so much for your time. How much? You guys built something good. We saw in the way that it finished. You're playing your best basketball defensively. You've built a culture and identity. How much of it do you think you'll be able to retain in terms of Penny? And I know I still say we, Coach. You'll have to excuse me. I know you're at South Carolina State now. But in terms of, I know that's something fans are concerned about. You want to bring back, you know, all this that you've developed. You think you'll return a majority of it and Penny will be able to build on this sort of foundation y'all have built already?
100%. It's going to be a deal where, you know, hey, listen, kids are kids now. Everybody's talking about the transfer portal. Right. Everybody. But it's not going to be a Memphis problem. It's not going to be just a Kentucky problem, a North Carolina problem. That's part of society now. Kids are going to leave. No matter what. It may be kids who are averaging 15 points a game. We see it all the time. We see guys that are leading score, play 35 minutes a game, and they're still leaving their program. Why would you do that? But that's part of it now. Mm-hmm. So, but I think, like you said, the culture is set. Penny has it set up the way he wants it set up. If anybody leaves, he'll replace him with another good player, and it'll just keep moving.
Are you super locked into the portal yourself now, Coach? I mean, I imagine you're going to hit the portal
every
too.
Every single day.
Wake up and check that thing.
Every single day, though. But it's like I say, it's the new deal now. So you better get with it or get left behind. So it's one of those deals, man, especially, you know, in the MEAC. It's an older league, so you know, I got to try to live off some transfers here, you know, especially to start it off.
Mm-hmm. Last thing, Coach, is anybody stopping Gonzaga this year?
Oh my God, how good are they? It's going to be tough, but you know, if that Baylor Gonzaga matchup happens, that's going to be interesting. And even if Houston finds a way, that's going to be, because nobody, you cannot plan, you cannot prepare for what Houston does on offensive rebound. You just can't.
Yep.
You're going to watch it on film, you're going to talk about it, you're going to talk about it in the scouting report and game plan, but you cannot prepare for it. You cannot. And, you know, it's hard for people that's in the league. You know, we go into the game at Memphis, and, man, we cannot give them 15 offensive rebounds. They get them. You know? So it's part of it. So it's going to be an interesting game with Baylor and Houston, but Gonzaga is really tough, though.
Yeah, amazing to think that you guys were, you know, in two different games, one possession away from beating a Final Four team. I think that goes to show you how far you guys have come, no doubt. Hey, Coach, congratulations
on everything.
We'll be
rooting for you, Coach.
Absolutely.
They got a good one, bro.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. Hopefully you guys can have me on, man, a couple times next year, man.
Man, absolutely. We'd love to have you, Coach, and we can't wait to be talking about you going to the tournament in a couple of years, building that thing around TJ.
Let's do it, my man.
All right, Coach. Congratulations, man.
He is Tony Madlock, former University of Memphis assistant, now heading off to South Carolina State in the MEAC as a head coach. Look, I tell you this.
Awesome dude, awesome story.
No doubt. He's been a friend of the show the last 3 years, and and he's starting. He's got a head start at that program with his son. TJ Madla, I mean, he's going to enter that conference as certainly one of the best freshmen.
That's one of their top players in that type of league, right?
With his athletic ability, should be.
Yes, he is.
The problem is you're at the bottom of college basketball.
That's true.
Yeah. So you're going to have to come. I mean, they were 353 at Ken Pom this year. I mean, it's the bottom. I think won one game, you know. But you build it around TJ in a couple years. Why can't you be Norfolk State?
Yeah.
You can be.
That's
the
goal.
And that's how you get there. And from there, who knows? You know, that's where you move on. But you know, Tony's deserved this. Can't believe he's still. You know, we were talking about early. Guy looks like he's 47. Yeah. He's 45 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's deserved this for a long time. Going to be fun. Get the opportunity to coach your son. Happy for him.
That brings a tear to my eye. Almost. I don't know about you guys. Like, I get choked up listening to him talk. Because we've been having him on the show now since. Yeah. Three, almost the beginning of the show.
Yep. It was a great story, just getting to come home, right? Like John pointed out,
I'm serious,
coach with your former teammate, you know, try to build something big at Memphis. You go out as a champion, you go out in the NIT, you win, and then you go on. What the ultimate dream is to have your own.
Yeah.
And that's always been Tony's. I think he's been doing this 24 years now. He said that. It's always been his dream, his coach's own. He gets to coach his own now with his son.
Wow.
And that's, you know, you got to jump out for those opportunities, even when it's a pay cut.
Yep.
And look at this, you know, he's sacrificing something to go do this. That's how bad he wants it. Happy for him, going to be rooting for him.
Absolutely. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.